Love's Truck Care and Speedco is the nation's largest preventative maintenance network over the road. With more than 1,500 maintenance bays offering light mechanical services and DOT inspections, we've invested in our locations and staff to get your drivers back on the road quickly and safely. Visit loves.com to learn more.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Boom shakalaka, it's Friday. It's Freight Friday. Get your drink on. Stop working. We're all done. We're going to have some inspiration today. We're going to have some leadership discussions. I brought you a powerful episode that comes at a perfect time when the market is volatile. We don't know what the heck is going on. And we need some leaders to tell us how they're managing through volatility. We need to hear some great, inspiring stories. So get your beer and be happy. It's Friday, Mad Trapolis. I'm very excited. Welcome. For those of you who don't know, I am your host, Cassandra Gaines. We are live on Freight Waves TV. So welcome, welcome. Today we are talking about the Yellow Logistics Dream Team. They don't want this title, I'm sure, but this is what I title them with. And that's because I met them at a conference, and I met them a couple times too, of course, after that. But they give off this great energy, and maybe they're faking it. Let's find out today. I don't think so, you guys. They are a great dynamite team. Every time I worked with them, they come as a united force, and they just have wonderful energy, and you can just tell they can take on anything and do anything. So today I want you to meet our fearless leader, Matt Lee, who's VP of Logistics. We have Ryan Mize, who's Director of Truckload. We have Julie Hunter, who's Director of Shared Services. I'm so excited to have you guys here. Welcome to Mad Gains.
Thanks for having us.
So the truth, I'm going to ask Julie the first question. Julie, did Matt try to get out of being in this podcast?
What are we going to talk about? I don't know. It'll be awesome. You know, she's so personable. She'll make everybody feel comfortable. So it was a weak effort. He's here.
Yes. Excellent. I've been waiting for him to be like, guys, I just don't feel well. I got things to do. We got freight to book. I don't know, Matt. I thought you were the person.
It does. It hurts a little bit. But I'm okay.
Is that from yelling all day?
No. Everything is going
okay,
great.
Okay, just checking. I don't know what kind of Friday it is, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start with you, Matt. Matt, tell us, since you're our fearless leader, tell us what were you doing before you went to Yellow? How long you been at Yellow? And when did you first begin to work with Ryan and Julie?
So I've been at Yellow for just under 2.5 years. And before that, I've been at several different brokerages over the last 19 years. Started at CH and worked at a couple other brokerages kind of after that, and then ended up here right at the beginning of the pandemic, really. And I was lucky enough to work with both of these people right off the bat when I got to Yellow Logistics. Julie was in a different role at the time, but, had a chance to hire her back and bring her back in a different role. But, just both of these guys bring off a lot of good energy, have a lot of good ideas, and, I'm really able to trust them to do what needs to be done to, reach our goals as a company. So it's a pleasure to work with them.
They say a great leader is defined by their powerful bench. I always think about you guys when I think about that. And also, I also think about the first time Matt and I met. I accidentally said that he was my future ex-husband, and that was really awkward. He's like very professional, everybody, and I'm not. And we were in a meeting, and like literally the guy had no idea who I was. And he's asked like this great question that no one asks me and no one usually gives a crap about. And I was like, you're my future ex-husband. He's like, I don't even know what that means.
I felt like it was within the first 3 minutes of the call too.
Yeah.
And I had warned him, she's going to just fire from the hip at you, but I didn't know you're bringing that in.
Yeah. Right. Coming in hot really quick.
Sorry. Hi, Matt. Ryan. So Ryan, I felt like when I had made that comment, you were like, oh, that's funny. I'm cool with it. Like, whatever. Yeah. I feel like you roll with things. You're very good at rolling with.
Try to. Yeah.
Whatever comes.
Try to. Don't ask my wife that question, but yeah. Try to let it roll off as best I can. But, this is an industry where it's stressful day to day. 1 hour you mm-hmm. can feel great, and the next hour you think the world's ending. So you got to have
it's
that.
It's so true. It's so true. So right now we're going into this unknown zone that's making everybody act all squirrely. We don't know what the market's doing. We don't know what's going to happen. But you guys all are extremely experienced and have been through lots of these types of cycles. So I'll start with Ryan. Ryan, how are you keeping your team? Because truckload is no joke. It's incredibly difficult. Your teams are very energetic, but also need to keep driven, eye on the target. How are you keeping everybody with their head up and going strong every day?
Yeah, and we have a lot of dynamic personality out on the floor, which is a great thing. And sometimes needs a little bit of a check. But, my kind of style is letting them roll with what they have on their plate and talking to their teams because, and I've learned this as a leader, just because I'm feeling the stress, there's a way to approach urgency and to push urgency on your team. But there's also a fine line of, you're actually doing damage because everyone's kind of freaking out. And so I kind of let them, they know the personalities on their team. And it's something I say to them all the time, you got to know each one specifically. And so letting them manage those personalities, while pushing and leveraging the tools that we have in this market, it has been the biggest part. And the uniform conversation with everybody is your communication with the sales team, with the ops team, with the, whatever team it is that you're working with, it has to be top notch because we, in the last 2.5-3 years, we keep saying, oh, I feel like we're coming out of it. We're going back to normal cyclical freight. And we just haven't done it yet. That communication's always got to be driving forward. Everybody's always got to be on the same page, and it's a difficult thing to do. So letting them manage, to the personalities and doing it that way, I feel like that's what's helped us stay in a position to continue moving forward.
I think that, and for those of you just joining us, that's Ryan Mize. He's from Yellow Logistics. He's the leader of the truckload division. And I think that everybody needs to pause and listen to what he says, because managing personalities, I think, is like the key to success as a leader. But even if you aren't a leader, Metropolis, and you're listening to what he's saying right now, and you're like, well, I don't need anybody, but you do. You can influence people around you. You can influence their energy if you know their personalities. And your customers as well. Knowing personalities is incredibly powerful. Ryan, how long have you been at Yellow for, and what was your journey to arriving there?
So I've been at Yellow for 5 years now, this past September. Before that, I started in 2012 at Freightquote, which merged with...
I remember Freightquote.
Yeah, which was then bought by C.H. Robinson, and I blended into the Robinson capacity team, was with Julie along that whole ride. And this is now my third stop with Julie, which is fantastic. I'm very fortunate for it. I've always been involved in capacity. I guess my first year and a half, 2 years, I worked in sales and then always been on the capacity side. Very fortunate to see how Freightquote does it, how Robinson does it, and now be a part of building out Yellow Logistics and knowing how we want to do it and, facing those different hurdles. I've been through a lot of great leadership in the past and have a lot of great leaders around me. So I'm very fortunate to be part of it.
I feel like your career's like coming together. You're able to pull from all your experiences and you're building, building something powerful with Yellow. So Julie, I hear C.H. Robinson a lot. I hear that you have a dynamic background, but when we talk about director of shared services, and that's Julie Hunter, you guys, you can find her on LinkedIn as well if you want to be friends with her, but there's nothing she hasn't seen either. It has been an utter crap show for the last 3 months, getting worse. So does shared services mean that you deal with all the double brokering chaos as well?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. It's basically everything that supports the business that's not going to be essentially dealing with the money. So that's carrier compliance and making sure we're going through that process and, working with some great products like Carrier Assure out there to help keep us on the straight and narrow. But it's also, it's claims, it's business intelligence. So looking at the difference in numbers and driving business through pulling different levers, It's working with our pricing team and going through customer bids and looking for that contract freight. It's going through those contracts and making sure that those are signed by customers. We're not putting ourselves at risk, and we're sort of crossing our T's and dotting our I's. So it's a lot of support, but we just keep making sure we're driving the business forward and bringing any needs that the business has kind of to fruition.
So has that always been where your experience has come from?
No.
Or you've been building your experience? You've been in other areas of the business too?
Yeah, for sure. I started out as a broker in 2006.
And good.
Was kind of in a, you know, the dirt to doorstep where you're selling in the morning, you're covering your freight, you're doing it all. So a lot of those smaller brokerages is where I grew up. I became a sales manager and then an operations manager at Freightquote, where I met Ryan. Kind of bounced around to a couple places, ended up here at Yellow Logistics. I've been here for 3 years, over a course of 4 years. As Matt mentioned, I left for a little bit and then came back as the director of shared services from previously.
Atta girl. Sales. Get your title.
Yeah.
Get your money too. I don't know if she actually did, but that's what I imagine she did. So tell me about like, how are you managing through the chaos right now? From because it's experience, no one can escape the chaos, because more freight comes more problems. And yeah, whether you're small, big, think you're perfect, whatever, there's still a lot of chaos going on, whether it's double brokering, it's cargo theft, blah, blah, blah. So how have you been able to keep calm and not lose your mind? And what have you been seeing in the industry?
I think we are really looking to next year and seeing how we need to be different. And that's leveraging different tools, being as agile as we can in the market. You know, I think a lot of times in the freight brokerage, we come up with great ideas and, you know, I feel like we're always sort of reinventing the wheel, you know, but some of the tech partners that are out there now can really give brokerages a leg up in certain areas and automation. Scalability. So that's kind of where we're focused and making sure we've got the right mix of partners next year to, you know, make sure our web presence and automation that way is as, you know, top notch as it can be, to make sure that our carrier compliance, we've got all of those holes just sort of covered and we're sealing all the gaps, you know, just to make sure we're running our business as tightly and as efficiently as possible. And like I said, leveraging all the great tools and technology that people have developed over the last few years, I think is what's going to push us ahead beyond just 100 phone calls a day.
Yeah, I think that is incredibly powerful. And I don't hear that. You know, I ask people that question a lot, is like, what's keeping you, what are you thinking about, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people in your role are like, day to day, I'm fighting that, you know what I mean? But they're not thinking yet, what's in 2023? What should we be leveraging? What should we be doing differently than everyone else? I think that's incredibly powerful, because I know you're in the day-to-day every day. I know that. And I know your job and I know you. But I think it's so powerful that you're saying that. I hope everybody's kind of thinking about that. Right now, we're all in like this weird unknown in the industry, but to be focused on what we need to do for next year to grasp on those opportunities. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. So Matt, I'm going to bring it back to you. So, from a leadership perspective and also, you know, industry experience perspective, you've seen everything, you've done everything. What's been your focus on for leadership wise, keeping everybody's energy up, letting these two dynamite leaders continue to be dynamite? And also what's going on for Yellow for 2023 beyond leveraging technology, which is powerful?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we look forward into 2023, I mean, it's really trying to understand where the market's going to go and where our advantages are going to be. And in terms of like just keeping the team up, you know, it's really setting that common, you know, that goal or that vision of where we're going to be and what we need to work on, you know, getting everybody on the same page, you know, amongst the entire leadership group, so that we're all moving in one step towards that goal. And then for me, it's really, you know, trust the team that I put together and then get out of the way and try to just figure out what obstacles I can remove out of their way so they can do their jobs. That's really kind of how we try to operate, as a group and just kind of communicate and trust each other, that everybody's doing everything they need to do to achieve our goals. So that's really what we're looking forward to into 2023 is, you know, how do we continue to expand our service lines, continue to bring value to our customers, and hopefully bring new customers on board and bring new solutions. So
I love that. And I also love that you say that, or at least from a leadership perspective, that you're like, how can I support my people and get stuff out of their way so they can be dynamite that they need to be. I think leaders sometimes on the day-to-day forget that that's like the number one thing they gotta focus on.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah, these guys might disagree that I do that, but that's really what I try to do anyway. I'm always
walking. They're like, I'm gonna remember this for yeah, the next meeting.
Don't swing that question up here.
That's right. Anyway, after this week, after the call, guys, can we, I need some stuff from you guys.
It's all recorded. You said I'm live, Freight Waves TV. Right. They're going to have it like automatically.
That's right.
Ready on replay.
That's right.
Matt, you're in my way.
Right.
Remember when you said you wouldn't be in my way?
Yeah. I canceled like 10 meetings off my calendar, so thank you.
Yeah.
That is so great, Matt. You're taking on everybody's meetings. Great. Well, I know you guys are always busy and working so hard. So you don't see what outsiders like me see, but truly you, like the amount of experience and leadership skills that the three of you bring is amazing. And by the way, Ryan, Hannah Richards says hello, even though she's my best friend, not yours.
I'll shoot her. Thank you.
I'd like to add that.
Hello.
Me and Ryan have a fight over Hannah. Well, for the rest of you, I have brought you great three leaders that you need to follow on LinkedIn. If you see them at conferences, you need to be friends with them because you'll get the energy and the experience from them just hanging out with them. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And thank you, Yellow Logistics, for having them on Mad Gains Live. Happy Freight Friday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.